So also in your speech, you described your future Lewis and Clark friends as smart, cool, chill, and anti-Christy. And given the reputation Lewis and Clark has had for being one of the country's least religious schools, how has your experience on campus been so far?
It's been good. I haven't really met any other Christians who are like me, at least. There are a bunch of kids here who really hate religion and what religion has done. And there will always be, if you're a Christian, there will always be someone to tell you that your beliefs are dumb and that they don't understand how you can live that way. And those conversations that you have with people that you get along with in all other aspects are often, like, really, really interesting and good and, like, improve your friendships with them because, you know, if you're confident in your religion, then, like, no one's going to convince you that it's dumb. And if you're patient and just explain to them how you feel, then there's nothing anyone can say, and, like, they'll end up gaining, like, that much more respect for you. And the other thing about having a conversation with an atheist who is really angry about organized religion, chances are I'm going to agree with everything that they say. They hate organized religion because it's caused war, because it's caused death, because it's caused pain, hatred, all of that stuff. I agree. They hate the Bible because it's used in terrible ways to promote inequality. I agree. Like, all of those things make me very, very sad. Those are things I've wept about. Those are the things that make Christianity uncool. I get it. I agree. You know, that's not the part of Christianity that I'm into.
It almost seems like Lewis and Clark has been portrayed negatively, you know, like religious hating. What's your experience been?
I think that once you get over the initial, I hate it, I love it difference, then you just sort of start talking about it and getting into it, and kids are just interested in a different way of life.
Mm-hmm.